Canary Row by John Steinbeck. Chapter 1. Canary Row in Monterey in California is a poem, a stink, a grating noise, a quality of light, a tone, a habit, a nostalgia, a dream. Canary Row is the gathered and scattered, tin and iron and rust and splintered wood, chipped pavement and weedy lots and junk heaps, sardine canneries of corrugated iron, honky-tonks, restaurants and whorehouses, and little crowded groceries and laboratories and flophouses. Its inhabitants are, as the man once said, whores, pimps, gamblers, and sons of bitches, by which he meant everybody. Had the man looked through another peephole, he might have said, saints and angels and martyrs and holy men, and he would have meant the same thing. In the morning, when the sardine fleet has made a catch, the purse seiners waddle heavily into the bay, blowing their whistles. The deep laden boats pull in against the coast, where the canneries dip their tails into the bay. The figure is advisedly chosen, for if the canneries dip their mouths into the bay, the canned sardines which emerge from the other end would be, metaphorically at least, even more horrifying. Then canary whistles scream, and all over the town men and women scramble into their clothes and come running down to the row to go to work. Then shining cars bring the upper classes down. Superintendents, accountants, owners who disappear into offices. Then from the town pour wops and Chinamen and Polacks, men and women in trousers and rubber coats and oilcloth aprons. They come running to clean and cut and pack and cook and can the fish. The whole street rumbles and groans and screams and rattles, while the silver rivers of fish pour in out of the boats, and the boats rise higher and higher in the water until they are empty. The canneries rumble and rattle and squeak until the last fish is cleaned and cut and cooked and canned, and then the whistles scream again, and the dripping, smelly, tired wops and Chinamen and Polacks, men and women, straggle out and droop their ways up the hill into the town. And Canary Row becomes itself again, quiet and magical.